This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
You walked right up and reached right for my heart. And love fed the flame, burned right from the start. Then you turned into someone that I don't know. And a heart that was so warm is just gone cold. And when our walls gone tumble down, we walk away with just the sound of love undone.
Hi, good evening, Tantalk listeners, and welcome. Tonight we're going to talk a little bit about blues, brews, and barbecue. And it's a great event coming up, and to talk more about it, we have in studio Sandy Atkinson. Sandy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. What do we got going on? It's a great name, by the way.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a fantastic event. It's a three-day event. It's free. Eight bands over the 3 days. There's going to be a car show. There will be lots of barbecue and brews and a lot of fun for the whole family. It kicks off at 5 p.m. on Friday, and then it goes till 11. And on Saturday, it goes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. And Sunday, it starts at 10 a.m. with the classic car show and goes until 7 p.m.
And this is, once again, I believe this is a free event to get into,
absolutely,
isn't it?
Absolutely, it's free. Yes, yes, it's free.
And we're going to give it out a lot during this broadcast, but the quick way to find out more information about it.
The easiest way to do is to Google Celebrate Oldsmar, because the website is kind of convoluted and you know, UT Universe. Anyway, Google Celebrate Oldsmar. It's all over the internet, and it'll take you right to the city's page that gives you all the information and all the sponsors. There's Tampa Bay Downs, Nielsen, the Rays, Bobcats. It's going to be a big thing.
And I think the weather's going to be just great for it.
Oh,
it
should be. It's a perfect time of year. It's a perfect time of year.
Be nice to be outside. And,
oh, yeah.
And you've got some bands that are going to be out there. So a lot of vendors, too.
Oh, yeah. There'll be a lot of vendors.
Talk about some of the vendors that are going to be there.
The vendors are going to be doing their barbecue. I mean, there's going to be a lot of special, I don't know, I have exactly the names of them, but there's going to be a lot of different barbecue vendors out there, and as well as brews. There'll be IPAs and then there's going to be, I think they're going to have some jump things for the kids to get into and expend some energy so they sleep well. So it should be fun for the whole family.
And I also see there's some fireworks will be thrown in there somewhere.
Absolutely, yeah. Saturday, the fireworks, the city will put on the fireworks at 8 o'clock Saturday night, right before the Sauce Boss takes the stage.
All right, and let's talk about some of your major sponsors are out there, because we want to thank them.
Absolutely. Brandlinetraders.biz is sponsoring this show, and you shop smart, you shop fun at Brandlinetraders.biz. The sponsors for this show, for the city, the Celebrate Oldsmar is sponsored by the city of Oldsmar. Red Beans and Rice Consulting is providing all the entertainment. They've booked the bands and organized the lineup. So they've done a lot to help produce this festival as well.
All right. So we know about the vendors out there. We know about some of the things for the kids, the fireworks, stuff like that. But people be very interested in some of the bands that are out there. So why don't we start? You're gonna talk a little about each band, and we'll play a little clip of their music.
Yeah, I have some music from four of the bands. I don't have all of them. Again, there's going to be eight. But let's start off. Steve Harvey is going to kick off the event.
It's Steve Harvey, not Harvey.
No, yeah,
not
Steve Harvey. Harvey. Not Harvey, just Harvey.
Well, you know, somebody real quickly think, oh, Steve Harvey's going to be there.
Oh, that's right.
He's going to tell jokes, you know?
I know. Well, Steve
okay,
Harvey.
So it's Steve Harvey.
With an A, yes. And he might tell a few jokes. I don't know. Steve Harvey is a dyed-in-the-wool true blue blues man. He was born and raised in Chicago. That's where he cut his roots. Played that festival many times. And then he's toured internationally since then. He formed a band in 2012 called the Delta Swamp Rats, which is a cool name. And their stick was they created the cigar box guitar. I don't know if you've ever seen that or not, but they take old cigar boxes and make guitars out of them.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing. And then they called their sound the Mississippi Delta Funk. He's gone on since then, and he's done a lot of stuff. I'm going to play a cut, or let's play a cut from his newest CD.
Yeah, once again, this is Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey. The name of this song is "Got a Life If They Choose, But They Choose to Spend It with the Ballroom Blues."
Here it is.
Next to her best friend, they called Diane. Been waiting for business since 9:45. If no one shows up, gonna go home again. I see Billy from the side of my eye. He's had a drink and is already high. He took some pills just looking for thrills. One more whiskey and he'll think he can fly. Cousin Jamie is asleep in the chair. He's got a bigger and he's losing his hair. Losing his face and his place in the world. He won't be safe until he meets the right girl. And they all come out. Doesn't matter if it's raining or the sun's coming out. Got a life if they choose, but they choose to spend it with the Ballroom Blues.
All right, there we go. That's a nice little tune there. It's a legal thing. Very nice, very nice, very nice.
Yeah, we've all done that at one time or another, right?
Once again, that's Steve Harvey. Barroom Blues, right? Is that correct?
Yes, and You can find more about him at steveharvey.com.
Who else do we have next?
Well, next after Steve, our band is going to play Sandy Atkinson and the True Loves. And we love playing. We are so in love with playing these festivals. It's just great to be outdoors and feed off the energy. I'm very lucky to play with a group of great musicians, Cannon Quinn on guitar, Dean Germain on the B3, and Chapman Stick guy, Vince Warren. He's excellent. He stands out really amazingly because he plays that Chapman Stick. I don't know if you've ever seen one, but it's a big stick that has like about 10 strings on it, bass and melody, and it responds to tap. You play it like a piano.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, these guys are all very, very seasoned and very good. I've been playing with Cannon since 94, so we've done a lot of recording together. We've played the House of Blues and Skippers and Dunedin Blues Fest, Palladium Theater. We recorded a CD there. And so I've been around for a while. I moved here in like the 90s and hooked up with some great people, and I've done probably, I don't know, 6 or 7 CDs. And singer-songwriter, blues lady, rock lady, whatever, whatever the mood hits. But I've had a lot of fun. I don't regret any of it. It's taken me places I never would have been, like Norway. I've toured there a couple of times, beautiful country. And I'm just really happy to be here and playing in Oldsmarth Festival.
There you go. And this is your band, right?
Yes, the True Loves.
So we're going to play a little clip of this one?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Right for my heart, and love fed the flame, burned right from the start. Then you turned into someone that I don't know, and a heart that was so warm has just gone cold. And when our walls come tumbling down, we walk away with just the sound of love on. Sometimes you just know things aren't right. It rattles through your head, keeps you up at night. You do the things that get you through the day, but it haunts you unexpected anyway. When walls come tumbling down, you walk away just sad. Thank you.
fragile like old lace. And when it's right, it falls right into place. It gives you strength and comfort, makes you high. So treat it with respect, don't let it die.
Okay, so there we have it. That's Love Undone, right?
Yeah.
All right. That's it. Tell us a little about yourself.
Well, it's always hard to talk about yourself. I'm much better talking about other people. I've been in the Tampa Bay area since the mid-90s, and I met a lot of great musicians. I've done some touring and recording, a lot of original songs. One of my songs was chosen by Duke Robillard to Cook in Your Kitchen was the name of the song that he chose to produce for an artist he was recording. And I've done I played House of Blues, Skippers with these guys. The True Loves includes a group of very seasoned professionals. Cannon Quinn's a great guitar player. I've been playing with him since 94. We're like musically connected at the hip, we've been told. Dean Germain on the Hammond B3, another seasoned musician. Vince Warren on the Chapman Stick. We have a really good time. We all just fit together. We don't even think we just play as it should be. So you can find out more about us at sandyatkinson.net, and we're on Pandora Radio, iTunes, Amazon, and a lot of places out there on the web you can find us.
Okay, great. Next up we have, I believe it's Alex Lopez.
Yeah, Alex Lopez is a local guy. Actually, he was born in Cleveland, Ohio, and he moved here and started playing keyboards before becoming inspired by the British blues bands, started playing guitar, and then he actually recorded a CD that he played all the instruments on in 2013. He's got Kenny Hoy on keyboards, who's recorded with Atlantic Records. He has Steve Roberts from England on bass. Kana Limbach, I think I'm pronouncing her name correctly, on drums. She was voted by Tampa Bay Music Network a favorite rock drummer of 2014. So those guys really do a good show, and I think you're really going to enjoy them.
Okay, and this one is called When the Sun Goes Down, I believe.
That's it, yeah.
There we go.
When the sun goes down on me, when the sun rolls down on me, I wanna see everybody throw a big party. I wanna hear them say that I live my life the way it ought to be. When the sun rolls down on me, I try to live a righteous life, do the best I can, try to find my way through this life.
It's called When the Sun Goes Down. Another great song. Looking forward to the Blues, Brews, and Barbecue that's coming up. And we'll talk more about that. But I think we're going to have... Who are you going to have on the line here?
Oh, we got Bill Wharton, the Sauce Boss.
And tell us, as we get him introduced here, tell us a little bit about him.
Well, let's just say he says the Sauce Boss with extra sauce is Neil Gorey on lead guitar, Brett Cook on drums, Butch Gonzalez on bass. These guys used to be a part of the Kingsnake Records label, down in the Florida Blues label, if you remember that. And they've recorded a bunch with that. And he says, I take that 53 Telecaster, pump it through a Fender amp, all simmered down over some funky swamp blues, and smothered with gumbo, and we have a recipe for a very good time.
And I believe we've got Bill on the line.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Bill. How you doing? Thanks for waking up with us.
I'm doing good.
Good.
After a good night's sleep.
Good, good. So I heard that Jimmy Buffett says he sings about I Will Play for Gumbo.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what you do on stage with that Stratocaster and that gumbo.
Well, it's actually a Telecaster, an old 53 Telecaster.
Oh, okay. I stand corrected.
And just pump it through an amplifier and play the blues. And I play slide guitar and
awesome.
Play just my own kind of special kind of music. Most of it I write myself. And
great.
While I'm playing, I'll have a big old pot of gumbo and I'll be stirring that. And I'm always inviting people from the crowd to come up and help me because, you know, I'm playing guitar, so I might need a little help from
yeah,
the
there
kitchen,
you go.
You know, so it's a real good time. It's a very precipitatory, what's that word? It's the word that everybody participates in it. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway, we just get up there and have a good old time. It's a party. And we're looking forward to being down at Oldsmar again. It's very nice day.
Yeah.
Very good time down there.
We're looking forward to hearing you and seeing you too again. One other thing I want to mention here. Tell us about the Jimmy Carter Rock and Roll President.
Well, a lot of people don't realize that when Jimmy Carter was running for president, it was the Rock and Rollers that helped him out.
Yeah.
Because he's a really heavy music aficionado, and I'm not just talking about rock and roll, but any kind of good music Jimmy Carter loves, whether it's classical music or rock and roll or bluegrass or whatever. He just believes that music brings people together, and
that's true. It does.
And so he had a lot of friends that would do benefits on the weekends. Friends like, you know, the Allman Brothers,
yeah.
Marshall Tucker.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, Ray Charles, all these people. Anyway, well, they'd do a benefit on, like, a weekend, and then Jimmy would buy ads on Monday morning. And these guys put him on the map. And like telling America what he's all about.
Great.
And I was really honored to be able to contribute 18 of my tunes to the movie. And it's a real, no matter what your politics are, you got to realize this guy is a really good person.
Yeah.
And he really did a lot of good things. So, I mean, that's just my own point, okay?
No, but, I agree. All-around nice guy.
Yeah. And so, you know, the movie is great. I was delighted to be in it.
I see you got the Best Original Score Award from the L.A. Film Awards for that.
Yeah, that was a big surprise to me. Best original score, and it's a pretty good score, actually.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's a lot of live music in the movie also.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a virtual who's who.
Yeah.
of the best musicians that were playing, and Willie Nelson, Charlie Daniels, all these people that have just really helped him out, you know.
Yeah, it is a great movie. Jimmy Carter, rock and roll president.
Yeah. So check it out, all you people out there in Radio Land. It's got some great music. You know, Paul Simon's in it. Jimmy Buffett is in it, actually.
Yeah, cool. And, wow. The who's who there. Okay, so you go on at 8:30 Saturday night. And then that's right after the fireworks. Man, that crowd will be rocking for you. They'll be ready.
We will be ready, too.
All right.
Got a great little band, and we are excited about being down there. We will pair it up. I'll guarantee you that.
I'm sure you will. I've seen you do it
many
times.
I'd like to welcome everybody down there.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you. You got a tune queued up here for Mr. Sauceballs?
All right.
Let's go. Thank you, Bill. We're looking forward to seeing you. Really appreciate you calling in.
No problem. You guys have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Come on, y'all, clap your hands.
Y'all set them glasses down and start clapping.
That's the Sauce Boss. Kind of figured out the name of that one. Let the Big Dog Eat. He's going to be appearing at Celebrate Oldsmar. Sandy, let's wrap this thing up and tell everybody once again what's happening. It's going to be this weekend coming up.
No, it's the weekend before Thanksgiving.
I'm sorry, you're right.
That's right. November 18th, 19th, and 20th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. Celebrate Oldsmar. It's down in the park there in the middle of Oldsmar. And there's going to be there's a big stage for the bands, a covered stage. I don't think we're going to have any rain. There'll be lots of vendors, lots of good food, stuff for the kids, the car show on Saturday. So it's going to be fun. I want to talk about another band that's going to be on Sunday afternoon. Some friends of mine, Liz Pinnock and Dr. Blues. Now, they've been together since 83, husband and wife, and playing together. The couple that plays together stays together, it sounds like, right? So she's a great piano player. She's won a lot of awards for boogie-woogie piano. And they've toured in Mexico and Germany and Belgium, Paris, France. She got in Paris, France at the 15th Festival International des Blues. Let me get this right. De Blues et Boogie in 2013. She won in the Queens of Boogie Woogie in California in 2016. So she's been at the Palladium Theater quite often, too. So they are really good people. They put on a good show. And I believe we've got a song of theirs lined up.
We do. We can kind of probably close out with that if you want.
Okay, I got another.
Go ahead.
I'd like to say again that this show is sponsored by BrandLineTraders.biz. If you're looking for that little black dress or something special for somebody else, your family, your home, or your pets, please go shop smart at BrandLineTraders.biz. Thank them for sponsoring this show.
And once again, how people can get more information about the event.
The simplest thing to do is Google Celebrate Oldsmar, O-L-D-S-M-A-R, and you'll find their website, the city's website, and has all this information. The times, again, Friday it starts at 5, it goes to 11. On Saturday it starts at 11 a.m., goes to 11 p.m., and on Sunday it starts at 10 a.m. with that classic car show and ends at 7. So lots of good barbecue and blues and brews.
Once again, that's blues, brews, and barbecue. Celebrate Great Oldsmar coming up starting Friday, November 18th. Sandy, thanks so much for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you. And
some great stuff. Go ahead.
One more thing. Thanks to Red Beans and Rice Consulting for putting all these shows together.
There you go. We're going to close out with that great song here.
Swamp where all those Florida crackers meet. Gator tail is what they eat. Fried up in batter, certainly a treat. I said, gator tail, that sweet white meat. Well, it's gator tail, that sweet white meat. Makes you clap your hands, stomp your feet. Fried up in batter, certainly a treat. I said, gator tail, that sweet white meat. Well, deep fried pig and part of a cabbage bar. Stone crab claws all steamed and warm. Gators are waiting in that special pool, looking for a Yankee who's gotta be a fool. I said, gator tail.